to all the ladies of the evening and the gents of the midday morning. Hello, hello. This is Cool Like the Head, WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
We back. Cool Like the Head is back.
Yeah, we rising back up.
The head strikes again, baby. We get an old-time deep track listener once again.
Yeah, back from the city-state of Guatemala, here to talk to us. Raining down from the Alps of the Peruvian nation.
Those are the Andes, man.
Yeah, wrong, you know.
Yeah, the only mountain range I know is the range. Rockies. Go US.
Even the Appalachian Mountains, man.
Yeah, whatever. Them Blue Ridge
geography shits. Is not his strong point.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 1 a.m. on Friday morning. We're going to let you listen to this one.
Thank you.
Don't need to escalate.
Oh shit, there's a guy across the room. He's in the mirrors looking at us. What the hell is that? What the hell?
It wasn't a cool like the head.
How's it going? It's Friday, 109, 35 seconds. What you talking about?
Yeah, it's 109. There's a man. I don't know what's going on. I've never seen people in that side of the studio.
It seems to be gesturing towards us.
Yeah, if something goes down, if we don't come back on by 1:30, something's going down in the studio. Mm-hmm. But I had to jump these fools.
Getting it on.
No, not getting it on with the dudes in the studio.
That's what they call it.
Yo, well, no, that's not what they. I was talking about, you know, like we had to beat them up, like.
Yeah, not, getting it on.
Yeah, we had to get it on with those punks in the studio. Yeah. Just had to get it on.
Just getting it on with the gangs in the streets, like Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
Yeah. What's going on? As Marvin Gaye would say, what's going on?
Let's get it on.
Anyway, I have a pressing public service announcement for the hour on Cool Like the Head. I know it might not fly over well, because we have some opinions in the room that I already know I don't like. But I got my flu shot today, and
this is a touchy subject. I feel like we've talked about this every semester Cool Like the Head.
But I'm bringing it up again because it's an important thing. You should go out and get your flu shot at CES, health services. So you don't have,
you
hear
how dumb this guy sounds? That's what flu shots do.
So you don't have to be the one that causes the drug-resistant, you know, flu mutation that ends up screwing over everyone. So
don't forget about herd immunity, man.
Tragedy.
Herd immunity. It's a real thing.
Yeah, if you're in the herd. Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby's not in the herd.
Alternative lifestyle.
He gets his own flu shots.
Wolf pack. Her. Nah, flu shot. All right, this is where I stand on that. These scientists, you know, it's a money-making scheme, the flu shot. It might be cheap, like $5, but everybody paying $5, that's a lot of money.
We got it for free
today.
It was a free service.
No, the school's paying for it. Someone's paying for these vaccines.
This is what they call fake news right now. This is not true. You can get a free...
Yeah, but, you know, someone is paying for that somewhere. It's a vaccine. It costs money. It's all part of the pharmaceutical industry.
Sure.
They don't know what strain of flu is going to be, you know, getting popular this winter. They're making an educated guess.
Okay.
So why are you just injecting yourself with whatever these scientists come out in vials?
I mean, they got a pretty good guess. I would guess that they have a good guess.
You trust the scientists working under the Trump administration, Jonathan?
They're directly working for Donald Trump.
All right, this is what I'm saying right now.
Crazy.
If you're getting a flu shot, you're a Trump supporter.
Jesus. Let's talk about polio. How about that? There's no polio anymore because of vaccinations.
This dude's probably not going to vaccinate his kids. He's probably like an anti-vaxxer, like psychopath.
No, I'm going to vaccinate my kids, get them that super soldier serum.
Yeah, you're going to get them super soldier serum?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of
Captain America.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of your super soldier serum. How much do you want?
That's a good podiatrist. Pediatrician? Podiatrist.
Pediatrician
is children.
What's a podiatrist? Feet?
I feel like feet, but I'm not sure.
Gross.
Ped is your foot, you know.
Not to all.
Root.
Gross, not to all.
Gross, some people find it very sexual.
What do you think is the most disgusting doc? What do you think is the most disgusting type of doctor to be? Is it the dentist? The podiatrist,
a proctologist,
or the dermatologist? Oh, proctologist!
Without doubt, it's just like there's not a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure there's a few, but attractive
buttholes.
Attractive buttholes are not a
few and far between.
Very,
cheeks.
Very niche thing. Not a lot of people keep a clean and kempt butthole.
Yeah, but I feel like if I was going in for a colonoscopy, I'd, you know, that'd be spick and span. Well, no, it's been since birth.
Wax it. I get that.
They make you. They make you have like a liquid diet beforehand, so you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's more.
Yeah, my dad
inside the body than the aesthetics of outside of the cheekal region.
Honestly, I feel like that would make it look even worse. Like maybe you got a little wetness going on. So, notice we can't let this. I feel like whenever this show always comes back to poop, so like let's,
it's
let's
always
go,
full
let's
circle.
All
right,
it's because it's such a big part of your life, Jonathan.
Yeah, the listeners, our listeners already know how Jonathan makes his money.
Already, I mean, we're moving on.
Dude's a Lannister. You know, shit's gold.
That was, you know, something that we're cool. Like the head this year is going to be something different. You know, we're moving on into a more mature.
Yeah, we're not content. Just going to be spewing crap.
Yeah, we got some things to say. So.
But what about your loyal listeners who have come to expect that and come to want that?
Yeah, we've honestly kind of like been pigeonholed into an identity that we don't necessarily endorse. Violence, pooping,
religion. Did you already get your flu shot? That seems a little preemptive.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
They had them yesterday and today.
I got mine.
It's September. That's ridiculous.
I got mine today.
Because it takes a while to get into your system. Like, you get it now and it, like, works its way in.
Where is it working its way in from? It's direct into your bloodstream.
I know, but, like, you know, your immunity takes time.
Yeah, maybe your immune system is crap.
To create the antibodies.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
You know, equipped. Like, I got equipped for battle. You know, yours is just, you're running naked into the storm.
Yeah, like one of those Scottish picks. I'll just paint myself blue and berserk against the flu, man. I'll be fine. I haven't gotten a flu shot since I was a child.
You sounded really confident.
Blind, but they can never.
You know, you say every year, you say I sound real confident and that I'll get the flu as a spite.
You're gonna get it.
Flu free, man.
You know what I'm gonna do? Flea. I'm gonna flu spit flea. In your mouth so you get it. I'm gonna not get it because I have the vaccination.
But you're gonna be a carrier and infect it.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That sounds like something
warfare.
You would do.
It'll
Jonathan.
Be like that movie where
it sounds like
mix
something
it right into
do.
His tuna sandwich.
Biological warfare, man. You know, I just found out the other day, anthrax is...
Is it biological warfare or biological terrorism?
Terrorism. Yeah. Assault. Biological assault.
Yeah,
because it would just
true.
Be against
that's
me.
That's true. Is it a hate crime because he hates you?
No.
No.
Okay.
That is not how that works.
That
was a test right there.
I found...
testing our listeners.
Yeah. Educational hour. Anyways, so I just found out the other day, anthrax is a bacteria. How crazy is that? It's like a culture, you know?
Anthrax is naturally...
I thought it was, you know, like a chemical compound.
No. Same with...
cyanide?
With whatever is in apple cores, I think is the rat poison.
Oh, arsenic.
Arsenic. Yep.
That's also
bacteria. That actually occurs in the seeds of your apple. So if you have ever eaten apple seeds in your life,
you will
take a time bomb. Yeah,
it pretty much just explodes in your stomach at some point in your life, and it can happen.
Can be fatal. That's what isn't that what appendicitis is? Apple seeds. No, that's stupid. It's a stupid conversation.
I guess that's why my parents never let me eat the apple seeds when I was a kid. They always told me an
apple
tree would grow.
Are you one of those kids who get the apples
in your belly?
In my belly.
Hey, you want a little skinned apple after school?
Yeah, my sister always got the skin peeled off. I was like, sissy.
Or maybe she ate it. Like, eating it separately, is that a thing? You
know? No, she wouldn't even do that. She would just eat peeled apple. I was like, just eat the whole apple.
That's where you get your fiber.
You can't. And people that would get the crust cut off their
sandwich. Get out of here.
How old are you? 10, probably. So you're getting crust cut off your sandwich. You can't eat around the crust in life.
I feel like, you know, that's what happens.
You gotta take life as it is.
People
crust
like
and
that
all.
Turn into picky eaters. People get the crust cut off. You're doomed to a life of a closed palate.
Yep. Picky eaters, I'm not going to name names like Aaron Murray, but picky eaters are.
Picky eater. You ever run into.
It's some of the worst kind of people.
It's just annoying. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like we're going out to
just eat it.
Yeah, just eat it. Just like, Unless it's like disgusting.
Yeah, like you and salad, right, Bobby? Just eat it.
No, I like.
Just eat it.
No, I'll eat a salad. I'm just saying, if we're making dinner, it doesn't count if you're making salad. It's just a nothing plate, you know.
I disagree.
It's filler. It's like just.
It's a delicious plate.
You know, it's just to keep your mastication going.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I worked with a man. He turned 50 years old while I was working there. And he had never had a piece of sushi in his life.
And he was the picture of health?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. But he's never had a piece of sushi.
Sushi's not a decadent thing, you know? Sushi's pretty healthy,
actually. Get a piece of sushi. Put it in your mouth.
It's one of like, the finest dining, you know?
People are, you know, weirded out by that, but...
It's raw. Ew.
If other people can eat it, you'll be fine. Ridiculous. That's why we got all these allergies in America. Goddamn picky eater families.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of which, we got one on the show. Lactose intolerance.
Hey,
is
man.
Weak.
Hey.
Lactose intolerance is in your head.
It's a sad thing.
It's a real thing. All
How
right.
many listeners are we losing right now?
Well, we kept them all. We got 12 listeners out there.
What's the record? Should we start?
The record is like 60 one time.
What?
Yeah, 60 listeners
for like 5 minutes, and then they all dropped the show after they heard us start talking.
What do we got coming up next?
Yeah, we got a little jazz coming. You know, it's 1 a.m.
It's quite
we're
nice.
Taking it easy.
It's quite nice. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're starting smooth. We'll let you listen to this one.
Thank you.
got another public service announcement for tomorrow. We got another public service announcement for tomorrow. The Tufts Career Fair.
Boo. You should
go get a job.
Don't get a goddamn job.
You should get a job.
You don't need a job.
Become a productive member of society.
Work
it's
for yourself.
It's what the government wants.
Just strip.
Yeah.
Anywhere, anytime.
I feel like if you're a stripper, you're working for someone. So.
No. Yeah, I said anywhere, anytime.
You think if you start stripping, people are going to start
giving me money?
I don't think you got what it takes.
Right, I think right in this intersection, right here, College Ave, Boston Ave, when the walk signs are on.
Oh yeah, what's the sign?
How will we know? How will we know when the walk signs are on?
Walk sign.
You bring a little cassette deck out on the middle and you start. Oh.
Get your stripper pants on. You just rip those off in one move.
Oh man.
I only got one thing I gotta say today.
That's your PSA right there.
And what's that one thing?
I'd rather go blind than see Bobby stripping in the middle.
You don't know what you're missing.
Thank you. even care for clothes. He cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. Baby don't care for. He don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not his style. And even Liberace smiled. Something he can't see. It's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me.
That was on beat. All right, you're still listening to Cool Like the Head. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbone.
Yeah, we got Ben English in the studio with us.
Hello.
All right. Yeah, so if you want to win some free tickets, call in WMFO. I can't read the number. It's too dark in the studio. 855-915-8636, WMFO.
You don't get to know the show in advance, though.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery surprise show. Call in 855-915.
You might find yourself at a hardcore death metal show, or you might find yourself at a, you know, pop kind of thing. A very wide range of tickets we got going on.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Call in. Or if you just want to chat, 855-915.
Also, the third caller gets a wine tasting kit.
Yeah,
really? Just the kit. Doesn't come with any wine.
How
just
do I call?
Special glass and a
thermometer. If you want the wine, you can come to the studio and we'll give you like a communion style sip out of the bottle.
Yeah, meet us out back, but you'll see two gray sedans parked directly next to each other.
Yeah, you know, one of the trunks will be open. Just get in and we'll bring you to the secure location and you can taste the wine there. So it's really special wine.
It's good wine.
It's straight from Christ's It's his tit blood. He had
a slight accident.
There was a stash that's been sitting so long that it turned into wine.
Held captive by the Merovingians in France.
The Merovingians. So made up.
No, it's not made up. Actually.
The Merovingians
in France. They were a royal line in France, several kings, I'll have you know. And they claim direct descendant to Jesus Christ. And that's where we get the image of white Jesus with like blonde hair, blue eyes, is because they were blonde and blue
eyes.
Damn
you, Merovingians.
Stupid ass French.
Idiots. Don't they know that the Bible, you know, is taking place in like mostly like modern day like Israel, Egypt kind of area? Like that's the dude's not white. He's not white.
No, he was Middle Eastern.
That's why I think our bobblehead Jesus is really closer to the truth than the white.
I find our bobblehead Jesus to be rather white though.
I don't know. He's got like
it's more of a bobblehead Jesus.
Yeah, he's got like a Latino. He looks Middle Eastern. He looks, I don't know, could be.
Maybe like Armenian. Like a white Middle Eastern.
Yeah. True, yeah. True. Armenian Jesus.
Persian Jesus.
Is Armenia part of like the kind of Persian?
Yeah. Yeah, Armenia was part of the Persian Empire back in the day. Most of those countries were.
Now Armenia's in Turkey, right?
Well, Turkey and Armenia border each other, and they both border Iran, too.
Oh,
all around the Caspian Sea. I've swam in the Caspian Sea. It's nice. When we went to the Caspian Sea, I was 9 years old, and they wanted me to go to the beach with all the men. This is in Iran.
This is Bobby's.
Yeah, they wanted...
of age.
They were like, no, you're too old to go to the female side of the beach. You got to go to the beach with all the men. My mom had to like argue with the security guard there, being like, look, he doesn't speak any Farsi. He's going to be around all these strange men. Well, they wouldn't have done anything. They have a very, you know, what they call young boys in Iran. I don't get called this anymore because I'm too old, you know. There's a next generation of young men, but it's Dudu Tala, and it means golden penis.
Oh.
And it's, you know, right when I emerged from the vaginal canal, I was lifted up. Dudu Tala.
Dudu Tala.
That's how I was brought into this world.
Is Dudu, like, golden or...
Dudu's penis.
Oh.
Talo is like of gold. It's golden.
Okay. Asking the important questions over here, Jonathan. Well done.
Doo-doo. Little doo-doo.
Hey,
just a little doo-doo.
Doo-doo Talo. Bismillah la yurumoni rahim. Alright.
Inside the...
Yeah, kick thing. This in the background. Yeah,
I got doo-doo. Yeah, you're listening to some doo-doo. It's 137.
This is Joe Beam's Insensantes. Should we let this play or you got something to talk about? Talk about Ben's indigestion. Big question of the night. Was it the mac and cheese? Was it the milk?
I'm leaning very heavily towards the milk. If I'm Jerk being perfectly frank here.
Yeah, but it was lactaid.
No, it was lactose-free milk.
No. That's what lactaid is. According to Alyssa, it was milk that had lactaid in it.
Lactaid is the pill you take.
Yeah.
But there is also a brand called lactaid, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I take.
There's a liquid.
Yeah, the liquid. It looks like milk.
I could really go for some milk right now.
It would taste good. Like, you know, or like, have you ever had those Ensure drinks? You know, like, those just like... If you're trying to, like, rapidly gain weight, you just drink one of those, like, whey. Like, it's, like, Ensure is for people who are, like...
Yeah, I've never needed to have to try and gain weight.
To drink Ensure because I was underweight.
Yeah, I weighed 107 pounds in third grade. Stepping up on that scale for football, they wanted to put me in with all the sixth graders because I was too heavy.
El Bobito.
Papito is a little fat kid.
So what happened?
Papito.
Because you're not fat now.
No. Cigarettes.
Yeah, when you quit, it's all coming back.
The newest diet trend in Hollywood.
Lit.
Sick. Bro.
We actually don't have any tickets to give away, so if you called in, or no one called in.
No one called.
So,
we were just lonely.
That was bait. That was kind of lure.
You just lied to your loyal viewers. How does that make you feel?
That was a catfish.
Yeah, that was going to be a little bait and switch, you know. Invite them in for the tickets, and they stay for the company. But, you know, to no avail. Show's really taking it up.
Yeah, we're real low bar.
Yeah,
real low bar here.
Maybe you'll be able to say, refresh the page. I mean, 12 listeners, I thank you.
Still, you know, says 12. I don't know what's
actually down. I don't thank you if you are associated with WNFL. So we got our issues.
Yeah, because they're gonna suspend us again.
It's not gonna happen again.
Who's up at 140 listening to us right now, though? Nobody, for real.
Yeah,
you doing your work?
Yeah, I mean,
how's it going?
Alright,
that's aggressive.
Nah, I mean, if you just turned it on,
hey, how's it going? Yeah, we're nice.
Call in.
Just stay, please. Just don't leave.
It's cool like the head.
Don't leave.
WMFO Medford.
Don't leave.
Don't leave. You can't leave. Yeah, you really can't, though. It's an obligation.
I like this song.
Yeah.
It's quite
turn
nice.
It up a little bit. Só sinceridade. Quem semeia vento diz a razão, colhe sempre tempestade. Lá, meu coração. Pede perdão.
ser tão apaixonado. Vai, porque quem não pede perdão não é nunca
him like the head, baby.
We back. This is the end of the first week.
Yeah, almost the end.
No one called in, so...
Yeah, we're going to take those tickets.
Yeah, and rip them up. They actually did exist. It was a double cross. It was
Bruce Springsteen tickets, baby. Bruce.
Yeah, it's Bruce. It's backstage passes, you know, just hanging out with Bruce. Chilling out with his
free
cool
coke
friends. Yeah, you know, doing all kinds of mischievous things with Bruce when he's getting dressed before the show. Like, he's playful. He's a playful guy.
He likes back rubs.
Yeah, you might have to do
roses.
Some things to, like, really, I mean, in order to, like,
Dom
be cool
P.
with them, you just gotta, like, make them know that you're cool. So, like, you gotta, like, do something really, like, cool right when you walk in. Maybe, like,
kiss them or something like that on the cheek.
Yeah, you could kiss them, you know, just do something cool.
Like, French, like.
Oh, I thought you meant with tongue. I was like, that's very ambitious.
Mm.
Don't look them in the eyes, though. Bruce. He's been known to snap when you look him directly.
Don't look me in the eyes either.
Yeah, if you see me on the street,
I'll snap too. I'll snap your back.
I'm staring in your eyes right now.
Yeah. Alright, I was kidding. Alright, whatever.
Cool like the head. WMFO Medford, get signing stupid.
Off. We're signing off. Good night, dreamers.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.